this afternoon in prayer meeting, we tried to praise the clouds away, and we didn't reach those clouds, but we did praise away the cloud over our souls, right? That's the important thing. It's got to take a lot more than rain to take away our joy, right? And that's so important. You know, on a rainy day, things can get kind of gloomy in your soul, and you know, you can think about all the things you couldn't do today, and if I keep talking about them, you'll start thinking about them, right? So, but you know, it's so important that we learn to keep in victory, and that we rejoice in the Lord always, always. If a little rain takes away our joy, then we're in pretty bad shape as a Christian, right? We can rise above that in Jesus' name easily. And he's here tonight to fill us with his glory and the sunshine of his love and presence. And so let's expect that. And let's have a wonderful time rejoicing in him. Praise God. And the best way to do that is to get your eyes on Jesus, the light of the world. And so let's sing, "O Jesus, Jesus, dearest Lord." That's number 28, I believe, in our white book, 28. Praise God. Hallelujah. But we're singing about burning and fire. So let the love of Jesus be our bonfire tonight. Here we go. Burn, burn, oh, within my heart, burn this night. Jesus.
Praise the Lord, praise Him. I worship You, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Strange feeling in the middle of a song when you know the note is coming that you can't reach, right? You're hoping someone out there. We used to have Sister Hermina in the Ridgewood Church. She had a beautiful high soprano voice, and we'd depend on her to hit those notes when we started the song too high, and she always did. Praise God. Hallelujah. I love to sing about the name of Jesus. Don't you? You know, the devil doesn't mind if you talk about God, but when you mention Jesus, that's different. We ought to mention Him in every meeting. We ought to praise that wonderful name. Hallelujah. It means Savior. Oh, He's the Savior of all that I've fallen through sin into. Jesus has come to save and rescue me. For body, soul, and spirit, He's my Savior, my Lord, my Redeemer. Hallelujah. When I say His name, it's like a prayer. My heart just opens up. And I begin to sense His presence. And the fragrance of His love begins to fill the room and fill our hearts. Hallelujah. If you haven't mentioned that name tonight, I'm sure you have because you've sung. But, I mean, from the heart. Oh, Jesus, I love You. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Oh, how sweet that name. Hallelujah. Make sure that you breathe that holy name in prayer. Hallelujah. Amen. Wonderful, wonderful Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus, there's just something about Thy name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Something about
the name of Jesus, hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Glory, 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 glory. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I mentioned that my mother went to be with the Lord in March 19th of this year, and the Lord, we had a lovely funeral service, I thought. The Lord drew near to us and comforted us, and we thought about my mother's life and testimony, and we realized that she was a blessing to many, and I said something at her funeral, which I think is very true. You know, my mother never debated with me about the Calvinism and Arminianism. I don't even think she knew what those words meant. And we never talked about, you know, it's a lot. Second coming and all the different dispensational teachings. And her answer to every problem in life was just fall in love with Jesus. She would say that so often. I often heard her saying that to my friends, to people in the church. She'd say, oh, just fall in love with Jesus. That was the answer to everything to her. And I think she was right. I think that is. I think when you love Jesus with all your heart and you really fall in love with him, it takes care of everything. Hallelujah. And she lived that way. And that's why the fragrance of his love was so evident in her life. And that's why so many people loved her. Praise God. You know, lovers of Jesus, they're very special. God wants them in this world. I'm not just talking about people that call themselves Christians. There's a lot of those. But I'm talking about people that have really fallen in love with him. I believe I've begun to do that. I often said that I found the Lord at home in my church when I was a teenager, but I fell in love with Jesus here at Pilgrim Camp. Because here at camp I was taught that salvation is more than just having your sins forgiven and knowing you're going to heaven. As wonderful as that is. But I tried to be satisfied with that, and I felt there had to be more. I mean, yes, Lord, but it's a long way from here to heaven for some of us. And I said, can't I have a little heaven in my soul now? And then I came to Pilgrim Camp, and I heard that Jesus loves me, that Jesus longs, he desires me more than I desire him. We heard so much about the love of Jesus and how Jesus wants to walk with us, and he wants to bring us into fellowship with himself and an intimate closeness that we can sense his presence all the time, and we can just abide in his love, and he can hide us, tuck us away close to himself, so that the world seems so far away and Jesus seems so close and so real. And so I began to seek the Lord. I wanted to know him that way. And I began to meet people that talked about him as though they knew him that way. And there was something different about them. And so, the simple truths are the best ones. Just fall in love with Jesus. You can pray that tonight. Lord, I want to fall in love with you. I want to come into a real intimate closeness. I want you to be the dearest and most precious to me. Holy Spirit, won't you come and make Jesus real to me like that? And teach me how to know him that way and enter into that type of relationship. And you'll find that that is so satisfying. Other things that you were so interested in before, you just lose interest. They don't have that attraction. There's no tug on your heart anymore because Jesus has gotten hold of you. And you've gotten a sight of his beauty. And the world can't, there's nothing the world can offer can compare with Christ and the beauty of his kingdom and will in your life. And so, I know the Lord likes to do that at camp, and I trust that he'll do it for you too. And I'd like to fall more deeply in love with him. You know, in the Assembly of God Church where I got saved, we used to sing, I keep falling in love with him over and over. And over and over again. I keep falling in love with him over and over and over and over again. And I'm sure there were those that experienced that But you don't just fall in love with him once, but you got to do it over and over and over and over again. Praise God. More deeply in love with Jesus. More intimate in your relationship and closeness to him. Hallelujah. And that's what I love about coming to camp, because I look forward to that. Lord, when I leave camp, I have to be closer to Jesus, more in love with him than I was when I first came up. And the Lord likes us to pray like that, because that's exactly what he wants to do in all of our lives. And that isn't a masculine thing or a feminine thing. We know what it is to love people. We know what it is to want to be in their presence, in their company. We know what it is to want to bring joy to the object of our affection and to rejoice in that relationship. And so, man, woman, boy, or girl, we can all fall in love, more deeply in love with Jesus, even tonight. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for your loving presence that's here tonight. We thank you that we can enter into that presence. Lord, we open our hearts to you, and we invite you. Lord, we take down every resistance, every obstacle. Lord, we just open wide our hearts and pray that you will shine in. And we pray, Jesus, that you'll give us such a sight of yourself that something will happen in our hearts that has never happened before. More than just being a Christian, more than just going to heaven. Lord, we want you to bring heaven down into our souls. Jesus, you are heaven. And Lord, you have come to live in us. You said that if we love you and keep your commandments, that you would love us and you would come and make your home in our hearts. There's something different about people that walk with you like that. And so, Lord, we're not interested in just being an average Christian. We want to be lovers of Christ. And so we thank you, Jesus, that we hear your call tonight, and we pray that you'll give us grace to follow and believe that you will fulfill it in us more perfectly. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Amen. That's a preacher's daughter over there. Always saying amen. I hear that at the lunch table too. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, I love you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's just keep our hearts open to him. He has songs for us to sing. He has prayers for us to pray. He has testimonies perhaps for us to share. Oh, he's got a lot of things, I'm sure, that he's just waiting to minister to us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Let's sing "Once Heaven Was a Far Off Place, Till Jesus Showed a Smiling Face." It's begun within my soul. Hallelujah. Yes, 'tis heaven. I don't know if that's the title of the song. I know it's in our hymn book.
Where Jesus is?
Yeah, that's it. Thank you. Where Jesus is, 'tis heaven there. And that's 318. Thank you. Praise God.
Since Christ my soul from sin set free, this world has been a heaven to me. A bitter sound rose at its roar. 'Tis heaven, my Jesus, here to know. Oh, hallelujah, yes, 'tis heaven. 'Tis heaven to know. My sins forgiven.
Yeah.
worship thee. Lord, thou art worthy. With humble hearts, thy praise we sing. We bow to thee in adoration. We worship thee, O Lord and King, God of old, my rock and our salvation. O Lord of hope, throughout eternity, of thy great love, we've fully been persuaded. Thou Son of God, we worship thee. In ancient days, the seers and sages through faith beheld thy wondrous love. Thou art the same through all the ages. We worship thee, thou Son of God. Thou art of old, our rock and our salvation. Thou art our hope throughout eternity. Of thy great love, we've fully been persuaded. Thou Son of God, we worship thee.
Hallelujah. Oh, let's sing about it. Sing about his love, sing about his goodness, sing about his grace that brought us through. For as high as the heavens above, so great is the measure of our Father's love. Great is the measure of our Father's love.
Right again.
Sing about his love. Sing about his goodness, his goodness. Sing about his grace that brought us through. For as high as the heavens above, so great is the measure of our Father's love. Great is the measure of our Father's love. His love. Sing about his goodness, his goodness. Sing about his grace that brought us through. For as high as the heavens above, so great is the measure of our Father's love. Great is the measure of our Father's love.
It's all about you, Jesus. It's all about you. thank you, Father, that this is an opportunity to draw nigh unto you, that you have promised to draw nigh unto us, and you're doing that. Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Oh, God. Oh, we thank you. And